unsteadily into the dark. Something as tough and hard as a shackle snapped around his good ankle. He hung from the broom handle for a second and then collapsed.
"I have nothing but good feelings toward you, Mr. Lipwig," boomed the voice cheerfully.
Moist groaned. The broom must have been kept as an ornament because it certainly hadn't been used much on the accumulations in the stable yard. On the positive side, this meant he had fallen into something soft. On the negative side, it meant that he had fallen into something soft. Someone grabbed a handful of his coat and lifted him bodily out of the muck.
"Up we get, Mr. Lipwig."
"It's pronounced Lipwig, you moron," he moaned. "A V, not a W."
"Up we get, Mr. Lipwig," said the booming voice as his broom crutch was pushed under his arm.
"What the hell are you?" Lipwig managed.
"I am your parole officer, Mr. Lipwig."
Moist managed to turn around and looked up, and then up again, into a gingerbread man's face with two glowing red eyes in it. When it spoke, its mouth was a glimpse into an inferno. "A golem? You're a damned golem!" The thing picked him up in one hand and slung him over its shoulder. It ducked into the stables and Moist, upside down with his nose pressed against the terracotta of the creature's body, realised that it was picking up his horse with the other hand. There was a brief whinny.
"We must make haste, Mr. Lipwig. You are due in front of Lord Veterinary at 8 o'clock and at work by 9.
Moist groaned. "Ah, Mr. Lipwig, regrettably we meet again," said Lord Veterinary. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. Moist was swaying. His ankle felt better, but it was the only part of him that did. "It walked all night," he said. "All damn night, carrying a horse as well."
"Do sit down, Mr. Lipwig," said Veterinary, looking up from the table and gesturing wearily to the chair. "By the way, it is a he. An honorific in this case, clearly, but I have great hopes of Mr. Pump."
Moist saw the glow on the walls as behind him the golem smiled. Veterinary looked down at the table again and seemed to lose interest in Moist for a moment. A slab of stone occupied most of the table. Little carvings of dwarfs and trolls covered it. It looked like some kind of game. "Mr. Pump," said Moist.
"Hmm?"
said Veterinary, moving his head to look at the board from a slightly different viewpoint. Moist leaned towards the patrician and jerked a thumb in the direction of the golem.
"That," he said, "is Mr. Pump?"
"No," said Lord Veterinary, leaning forward likewise and suddenly, completely and disconcertingly, focusing on Moist.
"He is Mr. Pump.
Mr. Pump is a government official. Mr. Pump does not sleep. Mr. Pump does not eat. And Mr. Pump, Postmaster General, does not stop."
"And that means what, exactly?"
"It means that if you are thinking of, say, finding a ship headed for 4X on the basis that Mr. Pump is big and heavy and travels only at walking pace, Mr. Pump will follow you. You have to sleep. Mr. Pump does not. Mr. Pump does not breathe. The deep abyssal plains of the oceans present no barrier to Mr. Pump. 4 miles an hour is 672 miles in a week. It all adds up. And when Mr. Pump catches you..."
"Ah, now," said Moist, holding up a finger, "let me stop you there. I know golems are not allowed to hurt people."
Lord Veterinary raised his eyebrows.
"Good heavens, wherever did you hear that?"
"It's written on something inside their heads, a scroll or something, isn't it?" said Moist, uncertainty rising.
"Oh, dear," the patrician sighed. "Mr. Pump, just break one of Mr. Lipwig's fingers, will you? Neatly, if you please."
"Yes, your lordship."
The golem lumbered forward.
"Hey, no, what?"
Moist waved his hands wildly and knocked game pieces tumbling.
"Wait, wait, there's a rule. A golem mustn't harm a human being or allow a human being to come to harm."
Veterinary raised a finger.
"Just wait one moment, please, Mr. Pump." "Very well, Mr. Lipwig, can you remember the next bit?"
"The next bit? What next bit?" said Moist.